What began as Robert Glaser's simple morning routine experiment transformed into a global movement. After committing to early mornings filled with reflection and positive content, he found himself disappointed by the inspirational material available. Rather than settling, he began writing his own weekly messages for his 40-person team. These thoughtful notes, challenging yet uplifting, resonated deeply, spreading organically beyond his organization. Today, these Friday Forward messages reach over 200,000 readers across 60-plus countries, from startups to Fortune 500 companies. The phenomenon's success reveals a universal truth. We all hunger for meaningful inspiration that pushes us beyond comfortable mediocrity. In a world increasingly designed to shield us from productive discomfort, these weekly nudges toward growth have become essential touchstones for personal development. The power lies not in grand gestures, but in consistent, thoughtful connection that reminds us of our capacity to grow. True personal growth requires developing four interconnected capacities. Spiritual capacity forms your foundation by clarifying core values and purpose. Without this clarity, you risk pursuing unfulfilling paths. When decisions align with your values, confidence follows. When they don't, discomfort signals misalignment. Intellectual capacity builds on this foundation through systems that advance your purpose. It involves upgrading your mental operating system through goal setting, continuous learning, and disciplined execution. High performers consistently demonstrate curiosity and growth mindsets. Physical capacity encompasses sleep, nutrition, stress management, and energy regulation, elements often neglected until health problems emerge. Your body carries you toward your goals, making physical and cognitive performance inseparable. Emotional capacity determines how effectively you navigate challenges, overcome limiting beliefs, and maintain relationships. These emotional characteristics aren't fixed traits, but skills you can develop through intentional practice, building resilience, adaptability, and relationship intelligence over time. Holocaust rescuers differed from bystanders primarily because their parents explained moral principles rather than simply enforcing rules. These parents engaged children in discussions about fairness and dignity using real examples, encouraging questioning of authority when it violated fundamental values, creating moral compasses that guided behavior even in extreme circumstances. Successful families and organizations focus on a few key values, explain their reasoning, and reinforce them consistently. Patagonia exemplifies this by building a culture around environmental stewardship through helping employees understand why sustainability matters. How we communicate values significantly impacts behavior. Research shows praising character, don't be a cheater, rather than actions, don't cheat, is more effective. Children told be a helper rather than help are 22% more likely to assist others, as this identity-based approach links actions to self-concept. The most powerful values transfer happens through explanation and example. Understanding the why behind values creates internal motivation that persists when no one's watching and enables thoughtful application of principles to new situations. We often know what we truly want but fear acknowledging it. We delay action until some future milestone, continually moving the goalpost. This avoidance stems from fear of confronting uncomfortable truths about unfulfilling careers, relationships, or unrealized dreams. Clarity coach Philip McKernan has witnessed this pattern repeatedly. At one conference, he helped a business owner admit he hadn't enjoyed his work for years, leading to a commitment to sell his business, not from new information, but from creating space to face what he already knew. McKernan's One Last Talk initiative reveals this further. When asked to deliver what would be their final speech, people initially share platitudes, only revealing authentic stories they've been holding back when pushed, often the very stories that could liberate them. The clarity you seek likely already exists within you, waiting for your courage to acknowledge it. This confrontation with truth, however uncomfortable initially, often becomes the catalyst for the most meaningful changes in our lives. Beautiful day. The tattoo on trainer Mike Serrani's arm honors his grandfather Paul, who maintained remarkable optimism despite terminal cancer and grueling work in Pittsburgh steel mills. Paul's journals consistently contained this phrase, whether facing double shifts or chemotherapy. This conscious choice transformed his family's perspective, with his great-grandchildren still beginning their days declaring it beautiful. This story raises a crucial question. What impact will you have beyond your lifetime? When leaders contemplate this, they often realize their priorities need adjustment. Some discover they're building empires at the cost of relationships, while others see they're not maximizing their potential impact. Legacy thinking encompasses the principles you stood for, lives you touched, problems you solved, and stories that will outlive you. Consider Florence Nightingale, whose healthcare innovations still influence millions centuries later. Your legacy might not revolutionize an entire field, but it will shape your immediate sphere of influence. Viewing decisions through this long-term lens transforms priorities. Winning arguments becomes less important than maintaining relationships. Cutting corners loses appeal when measured against building integrity. Consider crafting a legacy statement about what you want people to say about you after you're gone. Would those who know you best use those same words now? If not, what changes might align your current impact with your desired legacy? The concept of work-life balance sets us up for disappointment because it's fundamentally unachievable. This paradigm incorrectly assumes work and life are separate, competing entities when they're actually interconnected aspects of our existence. What we truly seek is presence, meaningful, uninterrupted, all-in experiences across the work-life spectrum. These naturally cycle at different intensities throughout our lives. Sometimes work requires more attention. Other times family or personal needs take priority. These ebbs and flows are normal life rhythms, not sources of guilt. The goal is work-life integration, where different pieces fit together like a puzzle. It's not about equal time distribution, but being fully present in each aspect of life. Integration means finding synergies between domains. Parenting skills enhance leadership capabilities, while professional discipline improves personal goal achievement. Success requires clear yet flexible boundaries that support full engagement while remaining adaptable to changing demands. When Waze sold to Google for $1.15 billion, many called it an overnight success. In reality, founder Yuri Levine had struggled for a decade with multiple near-death experiences for the company. Similarly, Ben Silbermann persisted with Pinterest through a year of failures, driven by genuine passion. We perpetuate the overnight success myth because it's easier to attribute achievement to luck than acknowledge thousands of hours of hard work. Ed Sheeran exemplifies this reality. At 17, he moved to London, playing hundreds of shows over 4 years while couch surfing and sometimes sleeping outdoors. Despite wanting to quit, Sheeran persisted, eventually buying a one-way ticket to Los Angeles with just one contact and no money. What appeared as sudden fame actually resulted from vision, work ethic, determination, and risk-taking. Crucially, Sheeran gave himself no safety net, following his father's advice that without a fallback plan, success becomes the only option. This pattern repeats across all fields. What we perceive as overnight success typically represents years of persistent effort, learning from failures, and refining approaches. The question isn't whether you're willing to succeed, but whether you're willing to endure what success actually requires.